Well, we've been talking about peace on earth. Go ahead and say that with me, peace on earth. And the that phrase, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, peace on earth, it's probably popularized and put into our culture more and more by Christmas. And it tends to be like a Christmas verse, but you know this Christmas, peace rather, is not just a Christmas thing. So I was going to read, in preparing my notes for today, I was going to read out of Luke chapter 2 and the angel and the choir of angels and the shepherds and that announcement. And as I was working on it, I just kept coming back to this idea. That would be one way to do it for me to read it. And then there's another way maybe to do it. And I chose that way. And so look to the screens.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Well said. How many of you have never seen that before? You're too young. I don't know. Well, this is the way we put it. Christmas is a celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. Come on, read that with me. Christmas is a celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. And the second part, and Christmas makes no sense without Easter. And we've been focusing on that, and forgive me for bringing that up to you again, but sorry, not sorry, I want us to get that. Because then again, that's not just a Christmas thing. That helps us to kind of round out and kind of frame what God has done and His plan. And His plan all came out of His love. That was His motivator. God, get this, God so loved us that He hated the distance between us. So our sin, our brokenness created this distance, this separation between us and a holy God. And God loved us so much that He hated the distance. And here's the thing, love always seeks to close that distance. Right now as I'm speaking, I have some of my grown kids, well, all my kids are grown, and their families coming down from Nashville. They're on their way. They're going to be here this afternoon. What is that about? I don't think that's them just coming home, well, I hope mom and dad buy me something cool for Christmas. It's love. It's love that seeks to close that distance. You know, even the song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. And what it is, it's that love, it's that pull that love always seeks to close the distance. So get this, God so loves you that He can't stand, He hates the distance that would be between us and Him. And so He wants to close that distance. He did that by sending Jesus. So that's the celebration. That's what we celebrate, is that entrance of our Savior into the world. That was God sending Jesus. And part of God sending Jesus is to bring this peace on earth. But this peace on earth is not just a world peace or everything going right. This peace on earth is really this. It's a miraculous vertical peace that Jesus came to bring to us. Do you get that? It's a miraculous vertical. It's between us and God, peace that Jesus came to bring to us. In Colossians 1:20, it says that He made peace by His blood on the cross. He made peace. So again, we tie together the manger and the cross. That's why He came, and He came to bring that peace on earth, and He made peace. Now, I've been telling you this, but this reality, We made a mess. He made peace. He made peace, and he did it by the blood of his cross to actually create, as the Bible says, to establish harmony, where there was separation to establish harmony between us and God. And this peace is not just a Christmas thing. This is a life thing. This is an eternal thing. So peace on earth, say that with me again, peace on earth. Peace on earth is kind of like air on Mars. It's not there. Peace on earth is kind of like affordable snacks at Disney. It's just not there, all right? So let's go to air on Mars. You can go there, but you won't last unless you bring your own air. So peace on earth, there is, hear me, there's no peace on earth. But you can bring peace. You can bring it with you. It doesn't grow here naturally. It's not indigenous on planet Earth. But Jesus came to bring peace, and he came to make peace by his work on the cross. So everybody wants peace. Everybody wants peace. We want peace with others, certainly. And let me just touch on that for a moment. And I'm not really trying to touch a nerve. I'm trying to draw you to Jesus today. Christmas time, sometimes that's painful in some relationships and some families, you know, because there is some separation, because there is some distance there. And we want that peace. We want that peace. Even where there's brokenness, we wish that there was peace there. And then beyond just peace with others, we also want peace with ourselves. I'll talk more about this in a moment. And we want peace within ourselves as well. But what so many people do not know is that God is the source of peace. And I want to get that across to us today. God is the source of peace. There's no peace to be found here. He is the source of peace. Jesus brings that peace for us. And ultimately, all peace flows from a relationship with God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Now, in John chapter 14, we'll read it in a moment. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He's near his departure from earth. Remember, they lived to be approximately 33 years of age. Those last three-ish years of his life was the ministry that he came to fulfill. He's finishing that. He's about to go to the cross and so forth. He knows that. They don't know that. And he begins to talk to them, kind of a final discourse here, that he's about to leave. And he's trying to comfort them and give them some peace. Because first of all, he's told them, I'm not physically going to be present with you anymore. And he said, but you're going to be okay, and I'll give you peace and comfort because the Holy Spirit is going to come. It'll be me with you through the Holy Spirit. He said, so that's going to be happening. And then he says also this, if I leave and I'm leaving, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you in heaven. So John chapter 14, super rich chapter in the Bible. Look down in verse 27, John 14, verse 27. He says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift. Help me. The world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. I want to read it all again. I'm leaving with you a gift. Here's the gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. The world cannot give you this peace. The world cannot give you this peace. Now get this principle here. The world only has substitutes for peace. Read that with me. The world only has substitutes for peace. Now we try hard, and there's imitations out there, and there's promises out there, and there are products out there. If you just try this, if you just do this, if you go there, you're going to have peace. But we find that the things that the world offers to give us peace, and how many of you have gone after some of the imitations before? Okay. And we see that imitations and knockoffs and things like that, that they just do not bring peace. A number of years ago, Alicia and I, we took several trips over the years. We hadn't been in a while. We went to New York City. And we're walking along the streets just looking at everything. And there's this guy, and he's got kind of a bag and everything, and he's kind of leaning back against a building, and we walk past him. He goes, Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton, Rolex, Rolex, Rolex. And what he did, you know, it's like the cartoonish, you know, you got watches inside your jacket and everything. So he had Louis Vuitton bags, check the spelling, and Rolex watches. So I got one. And this is the case that it came in. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this thing, I looked online and compared, and it matches it like crazy. It's got a serial number and everything. But I got to tell you one other thing about this watch. It's a piece of junk. It does not work. It does not keep time. I don't care what you do. And but here's the thing. Here's the thing, y'all. I got it for $15. A Rolex for $15. And the guy wanted 20. So, but here's the thing. It's kind of like the offers of the world. Peace, 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 peace. And it's a knockoff. It's an imitation. And sometimes it's some genuine good effort and good intentions. But the peace that the world gives, it doesn't last. It disappoints. We think, it promises, this will give you peace, this will give you peace. And like I said, there's good intentions, good efforts, you know. If you'll only do this, if you only have that, if you only light this candle and rub this oil on your ankles and take this supplement, and you know, then you're going to have peace. And there's good efforts, but here's the thing. Everybody is craving that peace, but you cannot find that peace. I'm going to say it to you again. The only source, hear this, the only source of peace is God. And that's what Jesus came to bring, is to bring that peace. And it's not in a hobby. It's not in a habit. It's not in a home remedy. It's not in a possession. It's not in a person. It's not in a place. Our peace is found in the Prince of Peace. That's not a religious thing. It's not a church thing. It's a reality thing, y'all. That in the brokenness and the darkness of this world, God said, I love you so much, I can't stand to be without you, and I hate this distance. And he closed that distance by the coming of Jesus. And the announcement, the birth announcement of Jesus, said that one of the results of that is that there would be peace on earth. And again, not world peace and everything going just right for you, but a peace, a vertical miracle, that we could actually have some peace that comes from God. Amen? And the peace that the world offers does not and cannot reach far enough. It's not strong enough to bring peace, any lasting peace, to our hearts and to our minds. So again, let's go back to this. The world only has substitutes for peace. But here's the other part of this. We only have peace because we had a substitute. It's the substitutionary atonement of Jesus. See, our sins are what separated us from God. And somebody had to pay a price. The wages of sin is death. And you know what? We could have died and it just would have been a death. It would not have been a sacrifice. It wouldn't have paid the atonement. And so Jesus came as the perfect Lamb of God. He was the substitute for us. He, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus came and made the way for that. We only have peace because we had a substitute. Look in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have, come on, help me, peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. That's such a powerful verse, I always have to read it twice. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Can we get an amen on that today? Amen. Now, again, all peace flows from peace with God. So what Jesus came to do is make that peace so we could have that peace with God. All other peace flows out of that. Here's just a partial list. Peace with God, peace from God, peace with yourself, peace within yourself, peace with others. Let's talk about that peace with self. Peace with self. You're never going to have peace with self till you have that peace with God and peace from God. Can I tell you something? Because of what Jesus has done, look at me for this. Will you stop being so hard on you? Will you stop talking so bad to you? Will you stop talking so bad about you? Could you go to Him? He's a Savior. And say, Lord, I broke it. I messed it up. Others broke me and messed me up. You know, so much of what we have in our life today, insecurities and weaknesses in our life, so much of that have to do with things that were said to us, spoken over us, or never said to us. Things that were done to us, or things that were never done for us, that shaped us in such a way that we think, I'm broken, I'm a mess, I'm nothing, I don't matter, I'm not worth anything. And we feel that on the inside, and that's never going to change until you let a Savior in. And we're celebrating the entrance of our Savior into our world to come in, because you got the rest of your life. Listen to me, God is a redeemer, He's not a destroyer. He came to save, not to condemn. And He came to take away your sin and to take away your shame and to take away your guilt and to set you free from the things that ruin you, so that for the rest of your life you can have some peace. Amen. And the rest of your life you can be fruitful. The enemy of your soul wants to get you in that headlock and hold you in that headlock forever. So you're nothing, nobody sees you, God doesn't see you if He even exists. And give you all of that to hold you down, to rob you of your gifts, and for you to live a life with no peace. And Jesus came as a Savior to bring peace for you. Amen. And you need to open up and let Him not only have peace with God and peace from God for the troubles in this life, but you need to have that peace to roll on in, and so you can have peace with yourself. And realize, yes, I did that, and no, I didn't do that, and this and that, and all your whole story, you know your whole story. But let Him come in and make peace with that story and get on with the rest of your life that the Savior, only the Savior, can bring for you. Amen. Amen. And that matters because James chapter 4, verse 1, and I'll just quote from it. It says, why are there wars and fightings among you? That's with others. Why are there wars and fightings among you? Is it not because there are wars and conflicts in you? See, the internal impacts the external. The internal impacts the external. Why is there conflict and fighting among you, around you? A lot of times it's because of the war and conflict that's within us. And you know what happens? The internal affects the external. Hurt people. Disturbed people. And on it goes. You see it in the news every day. Why did that happen? How did that happen? Because there's people that don't have peace. And they don't have peace within themselves. And it's virtually impossible to have peace with anybody else. Romans 12:18, it says this. As far as is possible with you, be at peace with all people. Well, it didn't say that it's going to be possible in every situation, but it says, as far as it's possible with you. So make sure you've got peace with God, peace from God, peace with myself. Now I have the best chance of peace with others, so that I'm not the agitator. I'm able to forgive. I'm able to let things go. I'm able to extend myself because of the peace that I can have with God, from God, and with myself. It gives me the best chance of peace with others. Amen. Amen. Now, this peace we're talking about is not the absence of problems. It's not the absence of conflict and stress and enemies and pressure. Can I tell you what that is? That's heaven. That's heaven where there's no problems, no bills, no enemies, none of that, just all peace. That's heaven. I'd go to heaven just for that. But this peace is the presence of God in our life. This peace is the help of God in our life. This peace is the confidence that comes from a relationship that He initiated. So that now it's this. This peace comes out of this. God's not against me. God's for me. This is not God's gonna get me. This is God's got me. And that brings such peace in knowing that no one can snatch me out of his hands and he's never gonna let me go. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, here's where I wanted to go today. These two words, crave peace. Come on, say it. Crave peace. When you crave something, what does that mean? I gotta have it. And for us, sometimes it's silly stuff, isn't it? It's a snack or something. There's a hot dog shop in Tampa that sometimes Alicia and I just crave it. And we never eat hot dogs, but we'll go there. We've arranged flights before. It's like, when does that flight get back? Oh, perfect. So we can swing by and get a hot dog. And some days you're just like, I am craving it. We actually have, in younger days, gone down there just for a hot dog and find other things to do. But you just crave it. You got to have it. But I'm talking about peace. That's what's gnawing on the inside. Where does peace work? Where does peace help me? Jesus said, the gift I give to you is peace for your heart and your mind. Paul said, it's the peace of God that will guard your heart and your mind. That's your soul, y'all. That's your soul. And that's where I either have peace or I don't have peace. And what we need to do is when we're lacking, when we're deficient in that peace, that we're craving that peace. And part of the first thing you got to do is identify that's what it is. That's what it is. When I'm monitoring my soul and something's just not right in there, I need peace. I need peace. A lot of times when we're craving food, it's because our body is saying, I need more of this or more of that, that perhaps that food contains. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And sometimes some of y'all just have a junk food addiction. But that lack of peace is what's gnawing at you. And when we don't have peace, and listen to this, you have inflammation in your soul. That's what it is. It's inflammation in your soul when I'm lacking that peace. And the only antidote for that, the only cure for that, is to have peace. Look in Psalm 34, verse 14. It says, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Will you read it all with me? Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Finding this peace is, first of all, directional. Look at that. Turn away. It's directional. We can be headed in the wrong direction. And when you're headed in the wrong direction, you know what? You can't get there from here. We're going to have to turn. We're going to have to turn, even if just by degree, even if we're off just a little bit. You know, if we launch something into space and it's off by degree, over time and distance, we're going to lose it completely. And so our life, you know, why don't I have peace? Why don't I have the fullness of peace? I promise you, first of all, it's going to be something directional. It's going to be something to do with your alignment. It's going to have something to do with cooperating with God. The direction, it's very, very directional. I shared with you last week, I had a coffee mug. You remember that? And I talked about the peace of God. It's flowing like a river. It's flowing. And here it is flowing. And I've got my mug out here. The problem is not with God. The problem with me is with me. And what I have to do, I have to make an adjustment. Still no peace. Well, keep moving, buddy. Still no peace. And it's flowing right here. Make those adjustments. Make those adjustments and get under the flow where that peace is flowing. It's very much turn away from that. Turn away from that. We find in the Proverbs, we find in the Psalms, we find Jesus talking also that there are paths of peace. We've got to make sure we're on the right road. We got to have a holy GPS, so to speak, to help us get back on the right track and get in, directionally get right so we can get that peace. It says seek peace. Seek peace. That Old Testament word for seek there means to go find. And it means this, to crave. Come on, everybody say it again, crave. When Alicia was pregnant, we remember these specifically. We had five incredible kids. With our middle son, Josh, when she was pregnant with Josh, she craved Chinese food. She needed mugu gai pan. And there was a little drive-through place back then that we would call. I'd go order, and it would cost, I'd order mugu gai pan and sweet and sour pork, $6. Come on, y'all, $6. It was probably loaded with MSG and all kinds of stuff. I don't know, but she craved it. She craved it. And so there are many times, baby, they close in 15 minutes. Call them. I need some. And so you just crave that. And then with our one of our daughters, she craved cornbread dressing that her mom would make at holidays. And so she got the recipe from her mom, but on the recipe, her mom was used to cooking for a whole army. And she didn't cut down the recipe, and so there would just be vats of this, and she'd eat on it for days, you know. And what is that? What is it? It's craving. Listen to me. You've got to crave peace. You've got to identify what's going on. What is this gnawing? What is this thing missing in me? I promise you it's peace. And you might be trying to fill it with some kind of junk food, so to speak. That's just going to make you sick. It's not going to add it all to your peace. It has a promise that it will give you a little bit of peace. And I'm telling you, it's quickly going to end up being like a $15 Rolex. And we've got to have the real thing and go after. We've got to crave peace. Seek peace and pursue it. And that word pursue, it's to run after. It's to hunt down. It's a military term. And it means this, to go after until you overtake it. And we've got to have that kind of drive on the inside. I want the peace of God. I need peace with God, from God, peace from God that helps me be at peace with myself and within myself and even with others. And that can only come from God. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. It says, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, come on. Oh, come on. That sounded old. Ready? Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. The shepherds heard, the shepherds believed, and the shepherds said, let's go and let's see. And they went and they found and they came back rejoicing because it was real. Amen. And here's a principle. Here's a principle that I want you to get. God does everything based on a principle and following a pattern. Now, something to think about, but read it with me here. God does everything based on a principle and following a pattern. So get this. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Seek and you will knock and it. Ask and you will receive. Do you see how this works? And it's all over the Bible, all over the Bible, all over the Bible. God does everything following, based on a principle, following a pattern. And so we can find the pattern here to find peace. And we see that this peace is not just the peace that you need to find. It's the Prince of Peace that you need to find. How am I going to find the Prince of Peace? And let me say this about the Prince of Peace. You need the Prince of Peace, not just peace. And not what the world promises you. You need the Prince of Peace because he is the only authorized dealer of peace on earth. And you got to go to him. This is not just about, okay, I need peace in my life. No, let me tell you the truth. You need Jesus in your life. You need the Prince of Peace in your life. And I don't say that religious, church, whatever. No, you need a personal relationship with Jesus. And all the celebration that's going on right now, reindeers and snowmen and candy canes and food and all that stuff. That's not Christmas. That's part of the celebration. Do it. Have fun. Have fun. It's celebration. You know, it's the confetti. It's all the other stuff. But we got to realize what's the real deal. And the real deal is this is the celebration of the entrance of your Savior into your world. And he can come in and save. And he can come in and bring peace to your heart and to your mind and to everything else in your life. Are you hearing me? We need the Prince of Peace. Now, that first Christmas, God gave signs and directions and a star and angels. And you know what he did? He helped those shepherds to find that newborn king. And if he did that, God does everything based on a principle and following a pattern. I know that he'll help you find the Prince of Peace too. I know that he'll help you. You've just got to crave. You've just got to identify, I need peace. Which is to say, I need the Prince of Peace in my life. And let that craving drive you. That's what cravings always do. And that's why you've got to identify what is it really that I need. It's peace that you need. in your heart and in your mind. And you can only get that from the Prince of Peace. Amen. Did y'all get anything at all out of this today? I pray so.